Now we are ready to start.
So, Lisa, I see your suitcase out. You're going on a trip.
I'm going to Taiwan on a business trip.
A business trip? How do you feel about taking business trips?
I love getting out of London for, you know, 3 or 4 days and staying at a nice hotel, somewhere in Europe or America, and taking a flight somewhere.
So you like to travel?
I love travelling.
You don't mind staying in different hotels and travelling by plane all the time. Don't you get bored?
No, never. I mean, I don't always like the whole process of checking in at the airport, because it takes a lot of time. But somehow I've got used to queuing and stay calm. Then there's waiting for the plane. It's so long and tiring. I always feel bored. But as soon as I'm in the plane and the doors close, I love it. No one can contact me. I can't contact anyone else. There are free movies playing, and the food comes. It's wonderful.
So it seems you like living in a bubble. It's like a mini vacation.
Well, when I go on business trips, my working day is up to 14 hours. In terms of my workload, it's a lot busier than when I'm at home. But somehow it does feel like a mini vacation. I stay in nice hotels. I get to take taxis everywhere, which I love to do. You know, I eat at great restaurants and meet with great people and do some important things. So yeah, I really do love the whole aspect of a business traveller's life.
So what do you do to try to avoid being bored when you're waiting to board the plane?
Well, the first thing I do is I never get to the airport too early, as I'm a frequent flyer. I check in and then I, unfortunately, go to the duty-free shop. I say unfortunately because it's unfortunate for my credit card. Not really unfortunate for me. I go to the duty-free shop. Normally, I buy some perfume or cosmetics. Sometimes I go to the business lounge, where there are free drinks and food. And if I do get to the airport a couple of hours earlier, I do some urgent work.
I see. Sounds like an exciting lifestyle.
It's fun. I wouldn't give it up for anything else.